racing to the first tee, knowing what fun it will be. Soon the starter will call me to the first tee.
Welcome to the Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf. Well, the eyes of Texas are upon us. That's a famous Texas tune, but this week, the eyes of the world are on Texas and Hurricane Harvey. Jay, I've been around the block quite a while. I have never witnessed anything like what I've been seeing unfold here this past week.
You know, Bob, I went to school at the University of South Carolina, and 80 miles inland in 1988, we had Hurricane Hugo. And the wind was unbelievable. But what is so striking here is the amount of water. And Houston is a massive area. It's a great golf area. The Grill Room is down there. You guys are based out of there now. And some of the pictures, Bob, are just staggering.
Well, you know, it's amazing you say that, Jay. I mean, the people that have lost their homes, it's just unbelievable. And people were told to evacuate. And I could almost see visualize myself being told that I have to evacuate. But they were told that they weren't going to be able to come back for 2 months. I mean, it's one thing if you have to leave your house in an emergency situation, you expect, well, maybe in a day or two I'll be able to come back and we'll get busy on rectifying things. But when you're told you're not going to be able to come back for 2 months, where do you go? I mean, my heart is just heavy because there are thousands and thousands of people that have lost their homes. There's somewhere near 40,000 people as we speak that are being housed in shelters all around the city of Houston. And you brought up a great point there, Jay. The amount of water that has come down, I think the estimates are somewhere around 9 trillion gallons of water. I mean, that's staggering.
Yeah, the initial storm had wind and had hurricane-like aspects. Like I saw, again, I went to school in Columbia, South Carolina, 80 miles inland from where the hurricane hit, and we had the stop lights just flipping around like you couldn't stop them. But this amount of water that is, you know, engulfed the area for 4 and 5 and now 6 days. You know, I was talking to Janice, our producer, before we started. You wonder how it all gets back to some sense of even close to normal.
Well, it's going to be a long procedure. And to highlight one aspect of how good people are, and certainly the good in people is manifesting itself in rapid fashion here in Houston. The call went out for anybody with a flat-bottom boat that would volunteer, because that was the only mode of transportation that could reach some of these housing developments. So tons of people, Jay, showed up with boats. And then they started interviewing some people that had a boat and were helping out on the rescue process. And they've come to find out these are people that lived in Austin, that lived in the state of Ohio, lived in Alabama, and a lot of them stopped on the way here and bought a boat, and just so that they could come and help other people out. I mean, to me, you know, to reach out and stop and buy a boat so you can go help your fellow neighbor is very, very special.
Well, and if these people wouldn't have done it, the process would have taken longer. And it's no shot against the federal people. They just don't have the numbers and the vessels and all that to react. I mean, thank goodness for people like this. I was watching on YouTube live coverage last night of them bringing people in on the pontoon boats. And it, you know, just Godspeed to all those folks.
One last number that will, you know, illuminate what we're dealing with. 30% of all the helicopters that are in the Coast Guard are now here in Houston this week. 30% of the entire Coast Guard helicopter fleet has been pressed into action. Speaking of pressed into action, what about what happened at Northern Trust? I mean, Jay, those last two holes, and then, of course, that first playoff hole was as compelling as anything you could ever hope to see in the world of golf.
They got the three holes left, and I just couldn't, you know, resist. I put on Twitter, if you're a golf fan and you're not watching the Northern Trust, you're just missing out. I mean, you got two signature champions against each other here in Jordan Spieth and Dustin Johnson. You can't dial it up much better these days, and they were providing great theater. And I think it's interesting, you know, you look back on that front side, Bob, and Jordan had a five-shot lead. But that double bogey changed everything as they headed to the back, and we saw some great golf from both guys. I think a lot of people didn't want to see it end. It was that good, and the money putts being made, the putt the DJ made, just incredible.
Yeah, and of course, on the 17th hole, the putt that Jordan Spieth made, yep. I said, well, I was thinking to myself, well, Jay and I are going to be talking about the first playoff, certainly going to Jordan Spieth after he makes that putt. And then, as you just alluded to, Jay, you know, Dustin Johnson got in trouble on the 72nd hole, opted to lay up, didn't hit a quality third shot on that very difficult par four, but made a monster putt. Descended into a playoff, and then I don't know if we're capable, Jay, of describing what happens. Jordan, I'll do Jordan Spieth. You do Justin Johnson. Jordan Spieth stands up on that first playoff hole, takes out his driver, pipes it right down the middle, hits a magnificent shot, water left, dogleg to the left, and he walked back to his bag. He was delighted where his ball was after his tee shot on the playoff hole, but that was all about to change after Dustin Johnson got to the tee.
Dustin got up there and said, "What water? I don't see any water. I've got a path. I'm a long, long, long hitter." And he piped it over everything and put his ball within 5 or 6 yards from where he played his third shot in regulation. And Jordan Spieth had to go for a moment. Wait a minute. What is going on?
Well, the difference was Jordan Spieth, after a magnificent drive, confronted with 170 yards into the green for his approach shot. Dustin Johnson, a mere 80 yards. What a difference that drive by Dustin Johnson made. And, boy, a courageous effort on his part, but he had all the confidence in the world, which you just alluded to. Now let's give a listen to Dustin Johnson.
It was a lot of fun. It was fun to finally be in the hunt again, and finally, you know, be in the hunt and know that my game's going to hold up, and, you know, under the pressure. I feel about as good as I did before the Augusta. So, you know, I feel like I'm driving it really good again. You know, I'm controlling my irons very well, hitting a lot of quality iron shots close to the hole. You know, my wedges are dialed back in where I'm controlling the distance very well. You know, gave myself really good looks at birdie, but you're never unbeatable, that's for sure. And I don't ever feel like that. I feel like I'm going to compete and I'm going to contend for sure. You know, next week, obviously the game's in really good form. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I like the golf course. I think it sets up well for me. So, yeah, I'm definitely happy with the golf game right now.
You know, Jay, we got to remind our listeners that prior to the Masters, Dustin Johnson had won three on the trot, meaning three victories in a row. He was odds on to win the Masters, has that accident, unable to play in the Masters. But right now, he certainly looks to be back in that form that he was demonstrating back last April.
Yeah, now he takes over the lead in the FedEx Cup. Hideki had led most of the year, but Dustin, with the victory here at the Northern Trust, jumps ahead. And Bob, you heard him in his comments talk about his wedge game. He's really worked on that. And it was interesting because he had a couple of shots where he didn't necessarily see directly at the hole location on the 72nd and 73rd hole. And Nick Faldo, to his credit, pointed out that one of the things that he's really been working on is where to position that club at the back in terms of getting the yardage right. He didn't necessarily get it right on the first one, but he did on the second.
Yeah, he hit it in there. Unbelievable shot. In case you've missed it, Grill Room listeners, he knocks it in about 3 feet, almost a guaranteed birdie. Jordan Spieth from 170 yards away, knowing that Dustin Johnson had only about 80 yards, put a lot of pressure on himself to hit a miraculous approach into that green on the first playoff hole, was unable to do so, left himself about 60 feet away, did put it down to within a couple of feet. That was a good lag putt, but it wasn't enough to offset the magnificent birdie that Dustin Johnson made on that first playoff hole. Jordan Spieth now, Jay, he's second in the points list, just under 4,000 points. Justin Thomas is right there. Hideki Matsuyama, John Rahm. I mean, it's like who's who in the world of golf when we look at the points list.
And when you look at the guys that played well on Sunday, you had Rahm up there, Johnny Vegas, obviously Spieth, and Justin Thomas played decent in the last round. And that's what you want for the playoffs. I mean, that was the perfect start to this playoff season, and we're looking forward to what's going to happen at the Dell Technologies.
And I want to tip my cap to Glenn Oaks. I think I told you about it in last week's preview show that the players were going to be delighted with the test that was going to be provided for them. Glenn Oaks, a real gem in the middle of Long Island, and it certainly held up. It was tough. It was demanding, but there were no complaints from the players.
I loved it. I thought it was a tremendous venue. I think those finishing couple of holes were perfect. Golf course looked in good shape. I saw a friend of ours had a little story about a caddy who didn't like it. I don't care. I think it was a tremendous, tremendous venue.
Well, this week, Jay, they go up to the Boston area, and it does start on Friday, the only PGA Tour event of the year that starts on Friday. They have that Labor Day traditional finish, and it should be exciting up there. Only the top 100 are advancing. I know for a fact, though, Jay Bird, a lot of players took the opportunity with that extra day to go out to take a peek at Shinnecock in preparation for the United States Open, which will be coming out there next year in June. I'm already excited about that. Speaking of excited, Mr. Randolph, the top 25 players on the web.com tour, they certainly are excited.
Yes, they are. As they get their cards, now they've got an opportunity via the playoffs that they have on the web.com tour to improve their ranking, but they've got their guaranteed spot on the PGA Tour next year. We congratulate the web.com money list winner, Bryce Garnett. He's from Gallatin, Missouri. Bobby went to Missouri Western State. Not many players have come out of there, but Bryce did. He had 2 wins and 5 top 10s is what it took to be atop that money list.
And 25 happy, smiling faces. They all were presented with their cards in a nice ceremony. And boy, oh boy, they can't wait for the next golf season to begin, because they're going to be competing and fulfilling a lifelong dream, competing on the PGA Tour.
You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, and heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis, Talk Sport 2, TuneIn, Audio Boom, iTunes, and of course, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Remember to follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf and on Facebook at The Grill Room Golf Show.
And you know, Jay, we must congratulate John Daly, tied for 10th. In a regular European Tour event over there in Denmark. And, of course, secret to his success, he was using a vertical groove driver.
In fact, we got some more inside scoop on Long John Daly and his vertical groove driver. Bob had a chat with Ruben Hannon, COO and founding partner of Vertical Groove Golf, and they talked about John's performance in Denmark.
Excited to see John over in the Maiden and Denmark Open this past weekend. He was really in contention until the last day. I mean, he just his putter kind of failed him a little bit, but I mean, he was hitting every fairway. He was in contention, you know, the last day. We couldn't ask for anything more, but it was fun to watch.
Did you get a phone call by any chance from Mr. Daly saying, hey, can you guys build a vertical groove putter for me? Because you certainly have helped my driving. I need a little help on the putting green.
Well, his famous quote is he hits his vertical groove driver straighter than his putters. But we talk after every round. I mean, I watch John. You know, his accuracy has gone up. His distance has gone up using the vertical groove driver. And, you know, he's really starting to find himself on these tours. I mean, he's the last, you know, six or seven tournaments, he's played really well.
You know, Ruben, when we first became involved, the main attraction to me was the fact that players could hit it further. Now that it's in the hands of so many good players that I know and the likes of Kenny Perry and John Daly, almost as important, maybe even more important than hitting it far, the vertical groove driver improves their accuracy.
Well, we're number one in accuracy on the PGA Tour Champions now, as well as driving distance, Bob. And, you know, a lot of the players are starting to pick it up. I mean, it's been proven. I mean, obviously, Kenny Perry's playing it, which you noted. But there's a lot of guys that have picked it up that we have. You know, we have usually 7 to 8 in play every week on the PGA Tour Champions. So it's starting to make its rounds.
Okay, a couple of things. I know you were at the PGA show in Las Vegas. How was that?
PGA show was great. I mean, we were on the Golf Channel. We were the only brand that was picked up at the demo day. We actually sponsored the Pro out of the TPC there in Las Vegas and Summerlin, and it was a great event for us. We did not show at the actual PGA show itself. It's more of a fashion and apparel type show, but the demo day and the actual tournament was awesome. We had over 120 of the pros from the West Coast hit the driver, and the feedback was always very consistent. The look, the sound, the feel is the best that they've ever, you know, felt. So we continue to gain traction on the West Coast.
Ruben Hannon, the founding partner and chief operating officer of Vertical Groove Golf, with us on the line. Earlier when we spoke, Ruben, there was some chatter about maybe taking the technology that's in the driver and going to fairway woods and maybe hybrids. Can you bring our listeners up to speed on where we're at on that?
We're excited, Bob, to launch our 3-wood and 5-wood, I would say early to mid-November of this fall. We have tested it. We tested it on the PGA Champions Tour. We've tested it with amateurs, and the feedback and performance has been as good or even better than the driver. It's awesome to watch. I mean, it's a very clean hit off the fairway. Woods are performing really well. Again, feel sound, and the things that we have in the driver are still in the fairway woods. So we're excited to bring those to the marketplace. We feel like it's a great entree into the vertical groove technology for anyone that hasn't tried the driver, and for $259.99 for the fairway woods. It's a great opportunity to at least start to introduce yourself to vertical groove, and then we'll have the hybrids to follow.
And of course, somebody could expect the same results, not only increased distance but more accuracy with the fairway woods.
100%. I mean, it's fun to watch. I mean, I have the privilege of being on the tour, you know, pretty much every week with Chris Reeves and Wes Short and Rocco and a lot of the guys, and Kenny actually hit the fairway woods just to test them for us. And the feedback was, you know, we can put these in play, you know, today. So we're tweaking a few things. We'll get USGA approval so the guys can play it on tour, and then we'll open it up for, you know, for obviously all the amateurs. I mean, this, you know, our business is not predicated on the pros. The pros are validating the technology. It's really for the amateurs that are looking to hit the ball straighter down the fairway. It doesn't matter if it's with a driver or a fairway wood or a hybrid, and that's what the vertical groove technology does, Bob.
Well, Ruben, now we're up to date with the latest news from Vertical Groove Golf. All we can say on behalf of golfers out there, hey, let's put the pedal to the metal and get that fairway wood out so that the general public can take advantage of it.
That's our goal. We're going to be there soon. We're looking forward to a good holiday. So, you know, hopefully your listeners are looking for a great Christmas or holiday gift. And, you know, nothing better than a new 3-wood or 5-wood from Vertical Groove Golf.
What about giving somebody a club that they hit straighter and further? Boy, that is a wonderful thing to have under your tree. Vertical Groove Golf, vertgolf.com. If you want more information, Ruben, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule and bringing us up to date on the latest developments with Vertical Groove. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you again, Bob. It's always great to be on your show.
Great stuff from Ruben Hannon. I love my vertical groove driver. He's right. Straighter, longer, that's the ticket to success for you, like it is for John Daly.
And when we come back, we'll go into the newsroom. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Grill Room.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par three as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old-school golf at its finest.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to The Grill Room.
Welcome back inside The Grill Room. He's Jay, I'm Bob, and finally, we're going to get to some news items, Jay. We are seeing the backside of Harvey, and I'm proud to say the PGA Tour and its players are finding ways to help support the Houstonians, who have been absolutely blasted by this hurricane. You know, Sergio Garcia and Angela, his wife, Atkins, you know, very big name in the state of Texas. They're doing a great thing. Jay, 5,000 for every eagle, 2,000 for every birdie. Boy, that's pretty good stuff.
Well, and of course, Angela's got the connection to Austin, Texas, and the state of Texas, the family. You know, Bob, when I think about Houston, Texas, you know, once you get past, you know, the tragedy that is going on and people being displaced and all that, Houston's a great golf town. And, you know, obviously the golf courses are going to be dramatically affected. It's going to be interesting to check on the Shell Houston Open. You and I have our great friend Charlie Epps, essentially the mayor of Houston for golf. I hope people around the country, I mean, we got bigger problems than golf, but it is such a great golf town. And Chris Stroud, Bob, whose wife and children rode the storm out at the Woodlands there in the Houston area, announced a $10,000 donation to the Red Cross, and 10% of what he makes at the Dell Technologies Championship is going to go to the Red Cross.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Money coming in from everywhere. But the important thing to stress, Jay, is that, okay, the hurricane's moved away, the winds have died down, the rain has stopped, the water will be receding over the next week or two. But this is a disaster that's going to linger, you know, 6 months, a year, maybe 2 years from now, we'll still be in the recovery mode.
Yeah, when you think about the amount of water that has been that landed down there, the cleanup is, you can't even begin to imagine. And I like the fact that it seems like everybody that we're talking about who's making these donations is it's going to the Red Cross, because, you know, we know in Katrina there were some missteps in terms of what people thought they were sending money somewhere. So I think we kind of all know that the Red Cross is where to make your donations. And you know, this is going to be, you know, it's going to be a long time before Houston is back to any semblance of normal.
And the PGA Tour has stepped up to the plate. They've pledged $250,000 to the Red Cross. And I'm glad you mentioned the Red Cross, Jay. I checked it out. 91 cents out of every dollar donated to the Red Cross is going to go to the victims here in Houston. 91 cents, that's a pretty high percentage.
It's a huge percentage. When you look at most charities, you know, around the country and in your own cities and municipalities, you know, 70 is a high number of a dollar going to that. The Red Cross does a tremendous job with taking care of the people that need to be taken care of, and that's it. And their employees probably make less than a lot of these charities, and that's the way to go.
And Dell Technologies has already set up a different thing that I've never heard of. There's going to be digital donation stations throughout the golf course this week up in the Boston area where fans can walk up and make a donation. I think that's pretty incredible.
No, it is incredible. It's part of that whole technology that we've seen. They're going to be set up to where, you know, if two guys are out on a Friday, two business guys that wanted to go see the tour, and they look at each other and say, we haven't done anything for these folks down in Houston. They'll be able to walk up, put a credit card in, give $20, $30, $50, $100, and it'll all go. You know, there's no way right now to associate a number with what it's going to cost. So, you know, anything you can do would be great.
And, of course, the American Junior Golf Association is getting into the act. Tell our listeners what they're doing.
Well, as an alum of the AJGA a long time ago, players are getting into the action. This kid, Turner Hosh, came up with the idea of getting the AJGA to donate $10 for every birdie a player makes coming up this week in one of their major championships, the Junior Players Championship. They get to play a nice little place called the TPC Sawgrass Players Stadium, and the AJGA accepted Turner's challenge. They will donate $10 for every birdie made. Now, that's a hard golf course. I hope they move the tees up a little bit to add to the Harvey Relief Fund. 100% of all of those birdies is going to go right to the Red Cross.
And, of course, we want to get involved here in the Grow Room. Our headquarters are located in Houston. There's a couple of easy ways for our listeners to participate. If they'd like to make a donation, how can they do that?
They can simply go to redcross.org. Just go to redcross.org and all the information is there. Or better yet, they have set up in this day of technology, you can just text Harvey to 90999. That's 90999. Text Harvey, and that will make a $10 donation. Every little bit will help and go a long way to bring Houston back to where it should be.
And of course, people say $10 donation, what's that going to do? Guaranteed you, if enough people do a $10 donation, it will have a huge impact, because the needs here in and around Houston are absolutely overwhelming. All right, let's get to a more positive thing. Our good friend, didn't take him long, played 13 times on the PGA Tour Champions, and he came away with a victory, old JK.
Yeah, and he's probably upset it took him 13 times. He's a gamer, and he's a competitor, and he was still getting it done at 47, 48 years against the big boys. You know, he's a guy that could really, in the next year or two, go after Mr. Longer. I mean, the other thing, you know, Jerry's always motivated. He's always felt like he's had a little chip on his shoulder or somebody was a little bit better. He's a good guy, and he's a gritty competitor, and watch out. Next year could be a huge year for him on the Champions Tour.
Of course, we are talking about Jerry Kelly, and I think he is going to win a lot. You know why, Jay? He's already got the cocky walk. I mean, yep. he walks like he's won the last 10 majors on the Champions Tour. So, yep. I mean, PGA Tour Champions, give it its right name, but he's always had that style, and he's always had that smile on his face. From the state of Wisconsin, good buddies with Steve Stricker, and congratulations from the Grill Room to Jerry Kelly getting the job done. And now, speaking of good guys, wow, what an award going to Ernie Els.
Yeah, this is a unique situation. I didn't really even know this existed, and I'm glad that now I do through Ernie Els. The 12th Annual Heisman Humanitarian Award, given by the Heisman Trophy Trust in recognition of his incredible efforts in assisting those with autism. It's fantastic what Ernie has done. The more he can get out and speak and get awards like this and let people know about autism, that's great for one of the great men of the game, Ernie Els.
Yeah, and Jay, he has created a center for excellence for the autism spectrum down in Florida, which is literally state-of-the-art, and so many children are going to be helped across the country, and his lovely wife, Liesl, has been at his side all through this. No matter what great things Ernie Els has accomplished on the golf course, his work with autism far outshines anything that he's ever done on the course. Now, what about the Palmer Cup? I think they got a brand new format coming up.
Bob, the event started as a Ryder Cup style tournament, the United States versus Great Britain and Ireland, and seeks to pass Mr. Palmer's values and integrity to the next generation of golfers. It's now the Internationals versus the U.S. In 2018, they are breaking new ground. The Palmer Cup will be featuring men and women playing side by side as partners. 12 young men and 12 young women teamed together from the U.S. and from the international side. It's going to be played at a beautiful, beautiful spot in France, the Evian Resort Golf Club.
And I think the changes are well structured. I like the fact that it's now the international side. It's going to keep the competition up. Certainly love the fact that bringing women into part of the Palmer Cup, and anything that we can do in this game of golf to keep the name Arnold Palmer in front of people, no matter what we do, is what I'm trying to say. It'll never be enough for everything that he did.
No doubt about it. Just as the PGA Tour playoffs start, so do the Web.com finals. And 25 players, Bob, already received their PGA Tour cards for next season as their regular season ended. But they can still improve their ranking position by playing in the Web.com finals, and just about all of them will. Now, the Web.com Tour finals start, and who gets to play? Well, the top 75 from the Web.com money list, and as we said, 25 of those guys already have got their spot. Then 126 through 200 on the FedEx Cup points list, the guys that didn't make the PGA Tour FedEx Cup playoffs, and non-members who have earned enough FedEx Cup points based on their performance on the PGA Tour that do place them between 126 and 200 on the point list. And Bob, it starts this week at the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship at the Old Scarlet at Ohio State.
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus's golf course, actually one of the great golf courses in the United States. And if you're going there, go down to the Jack Nicklaus Museum on the campus of Ohio State.
And then, Bob, they'll play three more events. And when it all is said and done, 50 tour cards will be awarded. Those first 25 that are already assigned from the Web.com season. And then the next 25 that they're going to be playing for in these four events. Those who finished 26 through 75 on the Web.com Tour regular season will be fully exempt next year on the Web.com Tour. So if they even play poorly, they know they've got a place to play in 2018. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf, and heard on KTRS, the Big 550 in St. Louis. Talk Sport 2. Tune in, Audio Boom, iTunes, and of course, the Armed Forces Radio Network. And don't you dare forget to follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf and on Facebook at The Grill Room Golf Show.
And after the break, we'll take a look at how the President's Cup is shaping up.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Situated in central St. Louis resides the oldest public golf course west of the Mississippi, Normandy Golf Club. Opened in 1901 and designed by the renowned Fowlis Brothers of Scotland, this old gem has played host to Babe Ruth, Mickey Rooney, and the great Babe Zaharias. History lives and breathes at The Rock, as Normandy is affectionately known. A mixture of long and short holes in a tree-lined atmosphere challenge golfers of all skill levels. The 18th hole at Normandy, well, it's as tough a par 3 as you'll find, measuring 251 yards from the back tee. In 2015, a renewed commitment was made to this unique property under the direction of Walters Golf Management. Affordable rates and top-notch service is what you'll find at Normandy Golf Club. The facility uses a unique dynamic pricing structure that golfers seem to love. If your travels bring you to St. Louis, make sure to make a tee time at The Rock. To learn more, check out normandygolf.com or call 314-862-4884 and enjoy old school golf at its finest.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to the Grill Room.
As we went to break, we told you we were going to bring you up to date on the President's Cup. And, Jay, I think we have a serious problem with the United States side. I'm not sure that Steve Stricker, the captain, has enough assistance.
He's got Freddie Couples, Davis Love III, Tiger Woods, and Jim Furyk. They must have a nice budget for the clothing allowance, because he's all set. And Nick Price said, well, if you're going to have all these guys, I'll bring Ernie Els, Tony Johnstone, Jeff Ogilvy, and Mike Weir. So it's kind of weird seeing all these different guys as assistant captains. I don't know exactly what they're going to do.
Well, the beauty of it is if the teams don't show up, they can have a match with the assistant captains. I mean, they got plenty of players. Of course, the big question for Steve Stricker is, you know, does he pick Phil Mickelson? Where do you weigh in, Jay?
I say no. I think that the way Phil has performed the last couple of months, while he's 17th on the list, and I'm not a guy that thinks you just go boom, boom, on the list, 11 and 12, and I know Phil's got the experience, and it might be a boost for TV, but I don't think he's earned the spot. I think, the way I look at it, I think Kevin Chappell and Jason Duffner might be the two picks, but I'm not the captain. I don't know how you feel. He's been on the last 22 President's Cup and Ryder Cup teams, so maybe he will get picked.
Well, you know, if you look at it under the microscope of it's entertainment, and they want to generate some TV ratings, and they want to add some flair to the President's Cup, I think it's, you know, automatic that Phil Mickelson is going to be picked. So you say that he's picked based on what he did in the past rather than what he's doing right now. That's still a valid reason. And he'll rise to the occasion. If he gets picked, I certainly think that he will play well enough to justify that pick. But we'll find out. That comes up the week after the Tour Championship. No rest for the weary. After the Tour Championship, they go right to the President's Cup.
Bob, I really like the U.S. team's chances, whether Phil makes it or not. When you look at Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, Kuchar, Reed, and Charlie Hoffman, all guys playing well, throw in Kisner. This is a strong team.
Certainly is that. And the only thing going for the international side, certainly Mr. Nick Price wants this one badly. Maybe his players will rise to the occasion.
Well, now you're up to date on what's going on around the world of golf. That's it for this week. You're listening to The Grill Room, powered by Vertical Groove Golf, the new face of golf.
So on behalf of our executive producer, Janice Self, Jay Randolph Jr., and myself, Bob Bupka, a big thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. Please follow us on Twitter at TGRGolf. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram at The Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in the Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.